If you don't feel like you're wanting to be one to be recipient of a handshake today, don't be afraid to say no. Okay? Nobody, my feelings won't be hurt. I hope nobody else's would be hurt either. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing a fervent fist bump instead. Some churches aren't even allowing handshakes at all or hugs. You know, nothing, just come and go. Somebody else opens and closes doors. They're not passing the offering plates. They're putting the offering receptacles, whether it's a box, a bag, or a plate, so that people can just put it in without passing them. A lot of things going on. Of course, there's always that request or admonition to cover coughs and sneezes and hand washing with soap and water, hand sanitizer, all of that, going the extra mile or taking the extra effort to be safe. And once again, that little cliche I mentioned, make sure that we one another. Pay attention to those around us and being the community that we should be. Hands and feet of Jesus. Not everybody's good at hearing. Not everybody's good at seeing. But everybody has their place. We need to do our best to take our place, especially in these circumstances. And if you know, if you hear of any kids that are in need of food, let somebody know. You're the ear or the eye and you pick up on it. You may not be able to be the hands or the feet. Well, you just share that information with somebody. Share it with me. Share it with somebody in the church. I know that we can do something to help. So if you hear or see somebody that's in need, and you know, the big joke is the toilet paper, but you know, if you have two and somebody else doesn't have any, you know, you could share that one or something or other. Give them your cloak also or something like that, it says. The Bible has something to say about that. It really does. The early church in the book of Acts, they shared. And all that believed were together and had all things common. They parted them to all men as everyone that had need. Every man had need. So there was a sharing going on. We can share. We can do our best to be there in somebody else's need. Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That the members should have the same care one of another. Not allowing schisms to be a part of the body, but a united effort working together. So vital, so necessary. Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, that we are to love one another by serving one another. That's a new concept for our generation. Love one another by serving one another. Doing our best to help those that are around us. I'm sure that the majority of us, if not all of us, know the story of Esther in the Old Testament. And the key that has been brought out, that phrase that has been repeated time and time again in many different circumstances and applied to many different circumstances, but that phrase that seems to ring in the midst of Esther's story for such a time is this. May not seem real, it may not seem understandable, but there is a purpose and a reason, and God wants us to be there for such a time as this. One thing that I want to just leave with you this morning. this is just some good practical admonition. Admonition for such a time as this. Thank God for the song that the lady sang. We know the master of the storm. A lot of people are involved with a social distancing. Schools closing. Some churches are closing. They're going all online. Whatever happens is just happening in the ministry side of things, on the platform, and everything else then is put on, or that's put online, and everybody else is staying home. I hope we don't have to do that. I think it'd have to be pretty bad for us to do that. But in the midst of this social distancing, we really don't need it in our culture because we're already socially distant as it is. But if it does anything, I pray that what it'll do is awaken us to the dangers of a spiritual distancing. The further we get away from the things of God or God's house and God's people, the closer we become to the things of this world, or we become saturated with self. And in so doing, we have spiritually distanced ourselves. Spiritual distancing is frightening. Especially when we realize, even in these circumstances, brought to the reality, a little bit more clearly the reality, that life is a vapor. It's here for a moment and gone. The flower springs up, it blooms, and then it fades. And it's gone. Life is a vapor. It's so quickly over. There's no guarantee of tomorrow. Spiritual distancing. I've been talking the last several weeks about things of our spiritual lives and the importance that is our, that we have of making sure that we're where we should be on the spiritual levels. Talking recently about God's eyesight. God seeing us when we don't think that we are able to be seen, that when we're thinking that we're hidden in the wilderness, like Hagar. God still saw her. God's eyesight is pretty good. He sees everything that we do. Recently, I spoke about the vessel, the warning of the vessel, where the five virgins didn't prepare properly. And when the sound was made of the bridegroom coming, they found out that their lamps were gone out and they didn't have any additional oil to put in. Their vessels were empty. The warning of the vessel. Preached recently about being a pretty good person. That we can console ourselves in being good to a certain degree. Or the wayward son, or the son that stayed back and still worked the farm. You know, I've talked about all of these things that bring our attention to our spiritual lives. If you knew that life, your life would be over before sunset tomorrow, if you knew that your life would be over by sunset tomorrow, what would you do? Would you do anything differently? I've known people that have found themselves in something similar to that kind of a predicament that suddenly they decided they needed to make amends for things of the past. Somebody decided that grudge that they were holding for a long time just wasn't worth continuing. In light of eternity, in light of the end, in light of that sunset on their physical life, that grudge, whatever it was, just wasn't worth hanging on to. Decided that those things that they were getting upset over, what he or she did or didn't do, that upset a person, bothered a person, created a hard feeling in the heart of some person, just wasn't worth it when they were looking at the sun setting. When we think about eternity and what it holds for us, we probably all understand what eternity means, and that we must have our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life if we're going to experience what we want to experience in eternity. We want to hear Him say, God say, well done. We want to enter into the joy of our Lord. We want to rejoice for all eternity rather than being in the torment of eternity on the other side, on the other hand. Sometimes when that happens, somebody's thinking about that, they feel like it's important to fix the family breach. The family separations, the breakdowns of the family, whether it's a personal family or the church family. If your life was to be over by sunset tomorrow, would you realize that your life is not just about you or your comforts or your ideas or even your perceptions? Maybe you're not thinking about eternity because of what's going on around us or these circumstances that we are that have been thrown at us. Maybe that doesn't make you think about eternity for yourself, but it ought to do something for us. We realize that, you know, none of us are exempt. Oh yeah, we can stand on God's word and say God will take care of us, and thank God that He does. God will protect us from the venom of a poisonous viper, but He doesn't want us to just jump out there and grab one just for the sake of proving God's faithfulness. There's some things that He will do, but then there's also some things that He will allow to come in our way. We just never know. We just never know what may be our lot. And so it's beneficial for us to stop and take inventory and realize my life could be over at a much sooner time than what I anticipate. If we expect revival to happen in America, we're going to have revival within ourselves. We're going to be right where God wants us to be. We're going to have a right, proper relationship with Him. Not getting as close to the world as we possibly can, not getting as far away from the church as we possibly can, not seeing how much we can get away with, but seeing what God wants me, really wants me to do, and how He wants me to live. That's going to change a lot of our perspectives in life. When we stop and think, am I doing this because of God, or am I doing this because my choices and my desires, my way? It's just simple admonition for such a time as what we live. And that really goes for any time that we live. May God help us. I was reading recently that somebody was saying that a church can have a bad reputation for many, many years. That reputation that church has could come from one individual a half a century ago, by one person. One circumstance of one person provides a reputation for a church for years and years to come. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. We must make sure that we're right. We must make sure that we're doing right. Because somebody's watching us. Somebody's looking on. And somebody is perceiving. Somebody is perceiving. And they, sad as it is, our perceptions fool us. And somebody's perception can fool them. We must do everything that we can to be the Christian that God wants, to shine the Christian belief and faith that God wants. And in this day that we are living, let's be extra aware, keenly aware, that there is an open door for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So how does all that connect? It connects simply by doing what God wants, and He has provided and possibly will provide greater open doors for us if we walk through them, but we do it carefully to share the love of Jesus Christ. Not for personal profits or not for personal praise, but to lift up and glorify His name. All to the glory of God. Just simple admonition for the day in which we live. Let's stand together. I don't know if I got said what I needed to get said this morning or not. Hopefully, we've received some good admonition from God's Word. Let our light shine. Be all that He wants us to be. Praise God. Praise God. Tommy, would you dismiss us in prayer this morning?